He died once for all to end sin's power, but now he lives forever in unbroken fellowship with God. Verse 11, so important. This is the crux of Romans chapter 6. So look upon your old sin nature as dead and unresponsive to sin. The King James Version says, reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, and instead be alive to God, alert to him through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do not let sin control your puny body any longer. Do not give in to its sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become tools of wickedness to be used for sinning, but give yourselves completely to God, every part of you, for you are back from death, and you want to be tools in the hands of God to be used for his good purposes. Sin need never again be your master, for now you are no longer tied to the law where sin enslaves you, but you are free under God's favor and mercy. Does this mean we can go ahead and sin and not worry about it? For our salvation does not depend on keeping the law, but on receiving God's grace. Of course not. Don't you realize that you can choose your own master? You can choose sin with death, or else obedience with acquittal. The one to whom you offer yourself, he will take you and be your master, and you will be his slave. Thank God that though you once chose to be slaves of sin, now you have obeyed with all your heart the teaching to which God has committed you, and now you are free. You are free from your old master sin, and you've become slaves to your new master righteousness. I speak this way using the illustration of slaves and masters because it's easy to understand. Just as you used to be slaves to all kinds of sin, so now you must let yourselves be slaves to all that is right and holy. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's listening to this message, O God, of freedom. Father, I pray that you would open their ears and their hearts to understand what I'm saying, Lord God, and would you anoint my mind and my lips so that I can articulate what you've put in my heart, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you can spell the word Y, you can probably remember my testimony. W-H-Y. W is for the word. John 8, verse 32 says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I can remember trying all kinds of different things to get free. You see, when I was a kid, I was abused, and as a result of that, and other decisions I made along the way, I got addicted to pornography. Now, a lot of people don't want to mention that in church, but I want to tell you, there is so many different addictions the devil wants to get you with. He has a whole fishing box worth of lures that will trick and trap different people. The one he threw in front of me was that. He may throw something else in front of you. It doesn't really matter what you have, but he'll open it up and he'll say, ah, here's one for John. I can get him with that. I'll put some drugs in front of him. And with another one, he'll say, hey, I can hook him with food. I can make him overeat. And with another one, he'll throw another object in your path. Satan is so clever. You know, sometimes I hear people say, the devil is such a stupid idiot. I say, no, don't ever say that. He is so clever. In the Bible, it says that angels don't even dare rebuke him because he's a powerful enemy. And so that was the thing he threw in front of me. But when I was struggling with this stuff, I got saved when I was about 16 years old. And, you know, it was incredible. God, he gave me this incredible joy. And he put me, it seemed like it was in a greenhouse, and I was just like a little tender plant. I began to grow up, and it was like, wow, this is great, being a Christian. I'm not struggling against sin. I'm having a great time. And for like about a year and a half to 2 years, man, it was like I was growing and everything was going great. But then God, he said, I don't know exactly what he said, but he seemed to take some panes of glass out of the greenhouse. And I began to notice there's winds of temptation coming in here.